Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Pete Alonso crushed his 49th home run and later worked out a tie-breaking, bases-loaded walk in a four-run ninth that gave the Mets a much-needed 7-4 win over the Rockies. Also, the Yankees were unable to clinch the American League East title after losing to the Angels 3-2, the Giants dumped the Red Sox 11-3, the Cardinals downed the Nationals 5-1, and the Phillies topped the Braves 4-1. In MLB news, Giancarlo Stanton hit a second-inning double in his return to the Yankees lineup yesterday. Stanton had been out since June 25th with a strained right knee ligament. In NFL news, Saints quarterback Drew Brees will miss several weeks while recovering from surgery to repair a ligament near his right thumb, and two people with knowledge of the investigation into Antonio Brown being accused of sexual assault say one of the accusers has met with NFL investigators and that there is no timetable for concluding the probe. In NBA news, the Nets have a new owner and CEO. Alibaba co-founder Joe Tsai completed his purchase of the team in Barclays Center yesterday, then announced that he hired former Turner Sports president David Levy to oversee both. And in college basketball news, UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley is back at work full-time, less than 2 weeks after having surgery for a degenerative spinal condition that required replacing two discs in his neck with artificial ones. I'm Jesse King.